This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The world's financial crisis has been especially hard on third world countries, which have had to deal with rising food prices. Josette Sharon is executive director of the United Nations World Food Program and joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
A year ago, you were sounding an alarm about food prices around the world. And then, of course, this recession has hit. What's the situation now, and how, in particular, is it affecting the people who are most vulnerable?
Well, Scott, what we see is a compounding crisis from what I call the three Fs, the food crisis, the fuel crisis, and the financial crisis. All of these have hit the people who live on less than a dollar a day around the world extremely hard. First, the food crisis hit, which basically doubled their cost of food. Mm-hmm. When the fuel crisis hit, where fuel prices went so high, farmers couldn't plant because the price of fertilizer, which is fuel-based, went up 400%. So we saw poor farmers planting one-third of what they did the year before. Now we're worried with the financial crisis because most of these countries are highly dependent on remittances, mm-hmm. which means money sent home from workers that are living abroad. In addition, the slowdown of exports are going to hit poor countries like Cambodia, that produce the underwear for the world. And in addition, these countries are getting less investment. So we are seeing a compounding crisis for the world's most vulnerable. And we're really appealing to the new Congress. We know they have a lot on their plate. As they think about Wall Street and Main Street, to also think about the places with no streets, it's a small, small percentage of the money. Maybe $6 billion, $10 billion, if you add emergency intervention for seeds and fertilizer, could prevent the worst forms of human suffering in this crisis.
As I don't have to tell you, delivering food on that scale is a problem, isn't it? Between just getting enough trucks, getting enough ships, between delivering it in areas that are often afflicted or riven by conflict?
Oh, we have huge challenges. This summer, every day in Darfur, WFP feeds 3 million people who have no other source of food. And 41 of our drivers were missing in action this summer, kidnapped, attacked, trying to get that food in there. We just had two ships attacked by pirates outside of Somalia. So it's a dangerous operation in many places in the world. We're willing to take the risks, but we need the support, including from the United States, about $2 billion this coming year, in order to keep our operations moving.
Is the $2 billion commodities, not cash?
The United States contributes commodities through the agricultural committees. Traditionally, the World Food Program was given surplus food from nations around the world. When they had extra food, we got it. Today, virtually, there is no surplus food, but also every country that contributes to us in Europe and Asia gives us cash so we can purchase the food. And today, WFP is one of the largest purchasers of food in the developing world. We go in there with the trucks and we buy the food, even in war zones. We go around to the farms, buy the food, and distribute that to the children that need it. This is a win-win because then those farmers have enough income, and then the children get the food locally produced to help them be able to go to school.
North Korea. How do you arrange to relieve that crisis in North Korea?
Well, one of our biggest operations today is in North Korea. North Korea not only is suffering from the same crises that other developing nations are suffering from, so high fuel costs drew down their cash reserves, high food costs, they don't produce enough food to feed their people, and the financial crisis will make it even worse, but it already had an economy that was in desperate shape and basically not functioning in its ability to feed its people. Our goal always is to stand with people regardless of how they got in the hunger situation. Sometimes it's due to a storm. Sometimes it's due to bad governance. Sometimes it's due to outright discrimination against certain tribes or people. But humanity has basically decided that it's not acceptable to allow a child to starve, no matter how bad their leaders are, no matter how bad the storm was. And so we're hoping to continue our operations even to the most difficult places in the world, especially in the difficult year that's coming ahead.
Josette Sharon, who's Executive Director of the United Nations World Food Program, thanks so much.
Thank you.